The reality is that this session, the first session after an election, tends to be the longer session in a biennial period. And the reason largely, I think, has to do with the fact that in the second session, everybody's gearing up for the election coming up. And you've got the primary season coming up in May, usually, in Idaho. So people tend to want to get out earlier, and people tend not to want to pass any controversial legislation in that second year. So the fights tend to be in the odd-numbered year, which is this year, which is the legislature that meets a couple of months after the election in the even-numbered year, right? You got odds and evens straight there. So I went back and looked at, over the last 10 or 12 years, the number of days the legislature was in session in odd years versus even years. And essentially, in the odd year, like this year, the first session of a new legislature, they tend to run 10 to 14 days longer than in the even-numbered years, the election year. So I think if that holds true to form, we can expect a legislature that's likely to run somewhere around 83, 84, 85 days. Now, obviously, that can change. A lot of things can happen to make it go longer. We had a session that ran 117 days in 2009, but last year, which was an election year, the legislature ran 75 days. The previous election year, it was 74. The previous election year, it was 81. The previous election year, it was 78. You get the idea. They tend to go fewer than 80 days in those years. And then in the first session after an election, which is this year, they tend to go longer, 85, 90 days even in some cases. So settle in. I think we're likely to see a somewhat longer session this year. But again, it all depends on events and the way they play out.
What about the business of the legislature? Can we look forward to some bills to start making their way through the process?
The workload in the Idaho legislature tends to run about 500 or 600 bills being introduced during a session. And that's probably what we'll see this year as well. There will be many more proposals. What we will have is about 800, 900, maybe 1,000 bill proposals, probably 500 or 600 of those actually getting introduced into the legislature this year, and probably around 350 laws coming out of that, of which about 80 to 90 of those are actually budget laws. In Idaho, unlike most states, every agency, every office basically has its own budget bill. So we crank about 80 or 85, 90 budget bills out during the year.
So we've got the state of the state out of the way. First week of the legislature under our belt. What's going to happen next week?
We have the review of agency rules. It is essentially was what one of the constitutional amendment proposals was that passed was about in the November 2016 election, was essentially ensuring that the legislature would retain that role. And it's a very strong role in Idaho. This is what's essentially known as a legislative veto power, where the legislature can review the rules and regulations that are made by the agencies and then determine if this was in fact what complies with legislative intent. And the state Supreme Court has interpreted that power in Idaho pretty strongly in favor of the legislature, more so than is the case in some other states. So early on, we have some things happening that may not be, you know, real sexy. They may not be things that are going to command a lot of attention, but they're pretty important in terms of the way the Idaho legislature actually works. Finally, I'd say what we're going to see, you know, we'll start to see bills being dropped, bills being introduced, bills going to committees. Remember, it all happens through the committees in Idaho. And so that long process of that 500 or 600 bills being introduced is beginning this week and will start to pick up a bit next week.